What is the flu? How is it different than the common cold?
Flu is more of like kind of an all-body experience. You have a fever for the most part, chills, aches. People say, well, I feel like I was hit by a truck. That all-body experience is going to distinguish the respiratory symptoms with flu versus respiratory symptoms associated with like a cold.
So how does the flu shot work?
When you get the flu shot, your immune system basically feels out the shape of the virus, and that's how it makes antibodies. And then your antibodies recognize that and learn that that's what the flu is, and so it can protect you in the future.
Do people really need the vaccine? Can't they just stay home when they feel sick to prevent spreading it to others?
It's important to realize that you can be infectious even before you start showing symptoms. So even a day or two before you really start feeling sick, you can still spread it if you're infected. And then you could go to school, you could go to work, you could visit your elderly parents in a nursing home, you could go to the hospital, and you could infect other people without even realizing it.
How often should people get the flu shot?
We always say you need to get an annual flu shot. The flu strains that were circulating last year have already completely changed into new strains this year that your immune system probably won't recognize. And because it takes 2 weeks to develop full immunity, we really recommend that people get them now before the end of October. So that way when true flu season really starts to hit later on this year, then you're already protected.
Why do people sometimes get the flu or flu-like symptoms after getting the vaccine?
At any one time, dozens of strains of flu can be circulating in the community. The CDC tries to do their best job of guessing which top three or four are going to be circulating, but sometimes they don't always get it right, and sometimes you might just get one of the rarer strains.
So does that mean that there's no benefit for people who get sick after getting the shot?
The good thing is, even if you still get the flu after getting the flu shot, there's been a lot of studies that show the flu shot provides cross-protection. It may not prevent you from getting sick, but it's good enough immunity to prevent you from more serious complications like hospitalization or even death.
Should some people be more worried about catching the flu?
Typically think of infants and people over the age of 65. Their immune systems aren't very great. People who don't have good immune systems, so that would include pregnant women or anybody with like a chronic disease like diabetes. Those people are at high risk for getting complications. And by complications, I mean pneumonia, hospitalization, and death.
At what point should someone consider seeing a doctor?
If you have a fever lasting more than 24 hours, it's probably good to seek medical attention for children, pregnant women, and the elderly. Basically, if your child is not acting normally, they can't really get off the couch, they're very lethargic, especially in babies that can't really speak, if you notice that they're feverish and that fever's not going away, I would definitely recommend taking them.
With so many strands of flu out there, are all flu shots the same?
There are different manufacturers, but the actual formulation of which strains are in it is standard throughout the United States. So the flu shot that you get at CVS or Walgreens would be the same that you would get at the health department. It would be the same that you would get at your private doctor.